This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to the Joyful Days podcasting feed, a collection of the best content from daytimes on Joy 94.9. Recently on Joy, Gordon caught up with local drag performer and published author Sky High to discuss the launch of the autobiography From Darkness to Diva. They chatted about the highs and lows during Sky's life and exposing all the details in print for everyone to read, learn and reflect on. From school bullying, finding courage, family, friends, the book has it all. So please enjoy this podcast. Brought to you by Joy sponsor audible.com.au, a provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 selections to choose from. See audible.com.au/joy.
I've just finished reading a book, a wonderful book, that delves into the bullying at school and how a young gay man came to terms with his life. And in the studio, I have with me Sky High, who is the subject of the book and the person that wrote it. So welcome to Joy 94.9, Sky.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, that's okay. Now, this book is an amazing book about your life, how you went from school into your adulthood. But the school life must have been hell.
You know, I think my journey has been no different to what many people faced in this day and age. And especially, you know, I grew up in the 70s, and I don't think that my journey is different. It's not unique in any way. But I think at the end, you know, we all look for the celebration of life and being true to ourselves. And that's what gets us through.
Yeah, I think you have the thing is that you've also got to learn to love yourself before you can do anything else as well.
Absolutely. You know what? The dedication for this book is to those who now celebrate their freedom by surviving a life of diversity. It's also dedicated to those who yet to discover their own courageous voice, which will one day set them free.
Well, it does too. You have to find that voice to set yourself free.
Absolutely. And it is a journey.
It's a huge journey for a lot of people. You know, some people have it easy like I did, which is absolutely wonderful for me. But your life when you were at school, the bullying that you put up with and all the rest of it, and even as you were getting older, you had bullying even in your workplace.
Absolutely. And you know what? For me, knowing that I was growing up and I did have a difference, but not being able to associate what the difference was. So, you know, we all know that we're different, but yeah, to associate that with being gay, yeah, absolutely no idea, no idea whatsoever.
You actually became estranged from your family because of it, which was a bit sad.
You know, I think because I, as I highlight in the book many, many times, I wanted to live the life that I wanted to be living, mm-hmm, but I also wanted to appease those who surrounded me. You know, and that's a hard balance to try and find.
It never really works.
No. And I, as I said a little earlier, that, you know, I gave up myself to appease my parents and to those around me. You know, I had a relationship with a female, yeah, which I talk very openly about the book and, you know, and my feelings towards that and where that led me.
Yeah. But then you really started to find your true self. And the first time you were in drag at the Peel, it must have been horrific. It must have been hard to do, but when you got there, it was a wonderful feeling.
You know what? I guess for me to look at myself in the mirror and not identify me as me, mm-hmm, it's terrifying. You know, and to take that first step, and I think any person who is not necessarily LGBT, but straight, to come out and to, you know, to be somebody different.
Yes, yes.
But actually to be who you are.
But you were fortunate then that you had that those wonderful couple where you were living in St Kilda.
You know what? They were fantastic. They were just such lovely people and I learnt so much from them.
Yeah. Well, one of them, of course, taught you how to do drag to start with, didn't he?
And you know what? Due to circumstance, and obviously towards the end of the book, I talk about my relationship with him. The one thing I am very grateful for is that he actually gave me the ability to believe in myself and to say, look, I can do this. And, you know, I highlight in the book that the only reason I started doing drag was because I was told I was too tall. And being a 6'7" male, yes, and a 7'2" drag queen, mm-hmm, you know, back then it was like, oh, really? No, you're a bit tall for drag. And I guess after living a life of being told that you can't do something, I thought, you know what? I can do this and I will.
Yeah, well, good on you. Yeah. Look, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and have a bit more chat.
Lovely. Great shows, great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
And you're on Joy 94.9, and we're talking to Sky High. Darkness to Diva. I better get the right way around. Yeah.
From Darkness to Diva.
From Darkness to Diva, yes. And a great-looking diva when I see you in different things I've seen you at.
Thank you.
Yeah. Never realised it was you, but as soon as when I read your book, and I thought, there can only be one person like that. That's the person I have seen.
Generally, just look up in any room and you'll find me.
Yeah, well, one thing about it, being as tall as you are, you can see over everybody and everybody can see you.
I like to think that I'm head and shoulders above the rest.
Of course. And that's the best part about it, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And so what for Sky now? What's she up to now?
You know what? With the release of the book, which I had the worldwide release at the Greyhound last Friday night, mm-hmm. and that was more than I could have asked for. You know what? The people that came, thank you so much. Thank you for the support that I've received with this book. It's still very much an emotional journey for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I read certain parts of this book and I bring myself to tears.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for anyone who has been affected in any way, shape or form by bullying, by loss, by death, you know, I talk greatly about, without giving the plot away, obviously, about death in this book.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, even now I think about how my life was and how it is now, and it's the parallels are so different.
Yes, they truly are. And of course, coming up this Friday is Are You OK Day, which is a wonderful day where they try to get people to sort of talk about
definitely
the things, you know, and this is what, and we find that men don't talk very much about their inner feelings.
No, they don't really. And I think it is important, and I stress this in the book, all the way through the book, that, you know, it's important that we ask ourselves, colleagues, friends, neighbours, our societies, are you okay? They're very simple words.
Mm.
You know, by sharing our stories, we embrace, I guess, the feeling of humanity, but also unity.
That's right. And that's one thing about where the great thing about Joy is that they can get out to people who don't have any support.
Absolutely.
And
right.
they know that they're not the only ones in the world, that we are here for them, and they can always contact us and make contact somewhere, and they'll be helped. You know?
The power of a shared story is an almighty thing.
Oh, God, yeah, certainly is. Yeah. Sky, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great book. Now, if you would like to win a copy of Sky's book, all you have to do is ring 1-300-569-949. That's 1-300-JOY-949. Be the first two people in to ring. Philip's out there at the phone, 1-300-JOY-949, and he will take down your name and we will get the book to you. So if you would like to do that, just two copies that Sky has given to us here to give away. So go for it.
If you would like any further information on the book, you can go to my website also, which is www.misshighsky.com. Sky with an E.
And that's how they buy the book?
There's links on it. It's available through, obviously, the usual suspects, Amazon and what have you.
Yeah.
And for those who might be listening in the States, it's available through Barnes & Noble, W.H. Smith in the UK. So it's available worldwide.
It's available worldwide. Good on you, Sky. That's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
It's a great book to read because you get some inspiration from it, because it shows you how you can get over these things with a lot of help from your friends, and that's what friends are for.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Sky.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.